You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Take fiddle and banjo tunes, Americana tunes, and mix them with the music and dance tunes of Sweden, traditional and contemporary. And there you have Primo and Gustafsson. Our Songs from Studio E series explores music combining both contemporary and traditional music from around the world. Laurel Primo is from the Upper Peninsula and a graduate of the University of Michigan School of Music, very well known in this state for her work in the American roots duo Red Tail Ring. She sings, plays the fiddle and banjo. Anna Gustafsson is from the Royal College of Music in Stockholm. She sings and plays the nickel harpa. We'll learn about that in just a moment. The two have been collaborating for the past couple of years, a transatlantic collaboration. And now they're out touring in this country to support their newly released debut album, I Walked Abroad. It is such a pleasure to welcome Primo and Gustafsson to Songs from Studio East. How do you describe the music, Anna, that you and Laurel are creating?
I think we have a core of this modal sound that is in both traditions. Also that it's often dance music, so it's quite lively and energetic and rhythmical. But also it's differences with the different rhythms and different scales. But I still feel that it has a core of something similar where we can meet musically.
And as we're about to hear, that is very, very true. How did you two find each other?
Well, 2 or 3 years ago, Anna reached out to me for another project. She was collecting some international women musicians for a grant she was writing. And that project didn't go through, but it allowed us the opportunity to meet each other just online. And I was just so excited by the idea to collaborate with Scandinavian music again. I wrote her back 6 months or a year later saying, let's do something anyways. And that's how it started. We started passing tunes back and forth right after that.
Now, when you say, again, working with Scandinavian music again, kind of remind us of some of the musical exploration you've done. I know you grew up in the Upper Peninsula.
Yeah, I feel grateful to have a little bit of experience with that before this collaboration. In the Upper Peninsula, there's so many Finnish and Swedish immigrants living there, second and third generation immigrants, and their music is predominantly the folk music that's played at community dances and things like that. So I grew up listening to that music as the normal fiddle tunes around me. And during college, I spent a little time in Finland just because I had learned, you know, I had a great desire to learn more about that Finnish music. So I studied some traditional Finnish fiddling over in Helsinki during my school years.
Well, it's time for us to listen to one of the tunes from the album. And this is a Swedish choral piece. So Anna, you get to tell us the title and tell us what it's about.
The title is Lär mig du skog. And it's a choral, which is a religious hymn. And it's, well, the melody on this one is traditional. You don't know how old it is. Lyric was written in the 1800s. And it's about nature and to find inspiration in the different things in nature.
All right, let's take a listen. Mixing traditional and contemporary Americana and Swedish music, there's kind of a sense of a longing for home in the music and even in the way you're singing. Is that part of what underwrites that song?
Yeah, I would say it's about, it's interesting when you find the lyrics that's written more than 100 years ago, but you still can interpret it today. Because especially the second verse in this song is about the birds and that you should be taught by the birds with their migration to break away and travel safely to unfamiliar shores. And this was kind of what happened also during the time the lyric was written, that a lot of Swedes were going overseas to America, and they probably longed to their home, and it was not an easy journey to make. Mm-hmm. And also today we see the same thing with other shores and other people going the same direction. So I thought it was just, it felt suitable in today too.
Describe for us, and people will be able to go to MichiganRadio.org and click on the video of both of you playing, but describe your instrument, the nickel harpa.
Yeah, so it's it kind of works like a violin. It has four strings that I play on with a bow, and then it also has, a bit lower down, it's 12 resonant strings that are thinner. And these resonates when I play a note, they vibrate. So it kind of sounds like a church, like the reverb comes from those strings. And then I don't know what it looks like really.
It's got to someone the keys that you're kind of playing with.
We call them keys. They're made of wood. And I press them and they go to a thing that we call leave, that's also made of wood. And that presses the string. Mm. So instead of just putting the finger on the string like a violin, you press this key. And there's three rows of these keys to the different melody strings.
It's got a beautiful sound. How much do both of you want to dig back in time, exploring traditional music, versus maybe looking ahead, making new music, writing things that are brand new? What kind of...
Maybe equal parts. We featured a lot of traditional music in this record, partially because it was our first collaboration and we wanted some groundwork and, you know, teaching each other to become familiar with our work. But maybe about half of the pieces are new pieces. You know, some that use the forms of those traditional songs and some that don't completely. So I think we're equally excited about stretching in both of those directions.
Well, let's listen to another tune from Primo and Gustafson. This one is a very traditional American tune, and it goes back at least to a legendary 19th century fiddler from West Virginia. I kind of poked around on this, a fiddler named Jack McElwain. It's called Hannah at the Springhouse. When you think of collections of folk music, and there have been some very famous ones done, Lomax, and so many of these collections, we tend to see and hear men playing and singing more than women. And here you are as female musicians in 2016 wanting to leave your mark. But why is it, do you think, that we have this impression that it was more the men who were playing?
Well, I think it's like that with almost every subject. If you see history books or books of art, it's the same. It's usually men that have had these jobs that to write the books or to collect the music and go out and to record the musician. And they often chose to record men because they thought they were better or something. I mean, there was a lot of women playing, and also, in Sweden, we have a strong tradition of the herding music, which was almost only females. And that was a long time ago. But we kind of had this base of the music comes from that. But the only thing we see in the history books is maybe this male fiddlers.
What do you think we gain by keeping those traditional lyrics and traditional melodies alive?
Well, there's a certain power behind it being old, and certainly the songs that we're able to find now are the ones that kind of rose to the top. So they are the cream of the crop, the ones that have been orally passed down to us. So I don't know. It's just powerful to me to have roots in something.
And I think maybe with the lyrics and that could teach us something, both about how it was to live back then, but also a lot of these songs has things we can learn from today too. So I think these tunes and songs are staying alive for a reason, because they're still played today. So
they're timeless.
Yeah, exactly.
The album is I Walked Abroad from Laurel Primo and Anna Gustafson, and you can find out more at their website, primogustafson.com. That's primogustafson.com. Congratulations on a beautiful album and making some beautiful music.
Thank you so
Thank
much.
You.
Support for arts and culture coverage comes in part from the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs.
Songs from Studio East is supported in part by the Michigan Humanities Council, an affiliate of the National Endowment for the Humanities, and the Michigan Council for the Arts and Cultural Affairs.